MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 25, 2025. There was a road rage shooting in Saugus, and it's time for rat birth control in Swampscott. Rain near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:07 p.m. WFXT-TV is reporting in Saugus. A man in connection with a road rage shooting near a popular ice cream shop on the North Shore is expected to face a judge on Thursday. 48-year-old Stephen Cooper of Saugus is slated to be arraigned on several firearm-related charges in the shooting of a 32-year-old Melrose man in the area of Cliftondale Square in Saugus on Wednesday night, according to authorities. Officers responding to an area near Banana Splits on Lincoln Avenue shortly after 8 a.m. found a man suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the town of Swampscott launched a pilot program that utilizes rodent contraception instead of ecologically harmful rodenticides to curb rodent populations. The program was initiated following the work of North Shore-based wildlife nonprofit Speak Up for Animals that has pushed for the end of second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides that kill animals by preventing blood from clotting and spreads directly from rodents to predators like coyotes, dogs, and birds of prey that control rodent populations. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Newburyport Daily News Dave Rogers is reporting that claiming Amesbury Police Chief Craig Bailey and others created a hostile work environment while others called him disparaging names based on his heritage, an Amesbury police officer has filed a complaint against Bailey and the city for an unspecified amount of money. Officer Samuel Marlar's suit, filed under the Uniform Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act of 1994 in the United States District Court in Boston on September 22, also targets Lieutenant Charles Shaka and the entire police department. Attorney Doug Lewison, who has been retained by the city, said the complaint was baseless. The town of Nahant held a special hearing at Town Hall on Tuesday evening for community members to learn more about the efforts to bring the town into compliance with the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority Communities Act. The act in question will require the town to create at least one zoning overlay district where multifamily housing is permitted as of right. Nahant qualifies as an adjacent small town under the act. The deadline for compliance with the law is December 31. In its work to reach compliance, the planning board is proposing the creation of a multifamily overlay district within the town bylaws. However, the overlay district does not require that housing be built, nor does it restrict the board's current site plan review process, according to the town's website. In Northeastern Conference football this weekend, the Danvers Falcons host the Winthrop Vikings on Friday evening. Falcons coach Ryan Nolan credits attention to detail along with experienced leadership for the team's 3-0 start.
We have five captains this year. We've got Caleb Hostler, who unfortunately got injured, but will be back in the Salem game, who's a senior tight end linebacker for us. Then Mason Ellsworth, who plays in D-tackle, but is primarily a center for us, who's senior as well. Then we have the aforementioned Jack Houston, who's a junior outside backer and running back. Junior quarterback Nate Wise, who also plays defensive back. And junior Dylan Kenny, who plays guard and D-line for us as well. So, you know, we got five really good leaders. Typically don't have as many young guys in those roles, but these guys really stepped up and embraced that. All three of the juniors played a lot and showed leadership qualities as sophomores, so that's great. And they're doing a great job along with Mason and I think we've got a great group. We've lost Ramirez, Kelvin Ramirez, in the Dillon game early on as well, who's playing tackle for us, doing a really good job. Senior Josh Gargiulo has been a huge player for us as a tackle guard on offense and defensive line. You know, we have a lineman as well, Graham, who's doing a great job, who's a senior. And we also have a bunch of tight ends that have stepped in, done well with Nick Harris. And we've had TJ Flewellen, who filled in for Caleb Hossa. And I think one real hidden gem for us has been Matt Nicofora, a fullback and middle linebacker, just done an exceptional job offensively and defensively, and has played almost every snap, every game for us, and finds a way to go full speed and plays physical every single snap. So he's been huge. And again, naming those names is other kids that I've left out too, that play big roles on our offensive line or tight end. But, you know, it's a real collective effort, and we think we've got depth too. We've got a backup at every position that is ready to go in. And, you know, they've really done well at the JV level, knowing what they're doing and just being able to execute, and they play hard and tough.
That's Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan. Red Sox won a big one last night, 7-1 in Toronto, and they'll play at the Blue Jays again this evening. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.